both the pop festivals.
You still have them?
Yep.
Oh,
good,
man.
Good working
do
order.
Do you still have,
one of the first one was American flag theme. Is
yeah,
right?
And it had the peace sign in the center.
Yeah,
you
know, and like the second that one was like green, I think. Maybe?
Yeah.
I remember.
Allman Brothers played the first, and at the very end, they just released a CD on that about three years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they played at the beginning, and at the, you were talking about
Grand Funk started that thing.
Yeah, Grand Funk.
They were like unknown. They were
yeah. Which one are we talking about?
And,
the first one?
Ganyan Ray and Ten Wheel Drive.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got pictures of them on stage at our website at thestripproject.com. We've got pictures from that.
Wow. My partner's very productive.
Wow. Then Led Zeppelin came on right when the sun was going down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can still remember Jimmy Page with his bow throwing it over to Robert. It's interesting to note, like right now, Robert just did a duet album with Alison Krauss. Yeah. So how things come full around a young lady who's 30, 40 years his junior, and you know, that sort of
that's a big hit, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's lovely songs.
Yeah,
it
is really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've heard that's a good album.
Yeah.
Now go out and get it. Listen to this conversation.
Yeah, my wife and I saw the Led Zeppelin in their first American tour in '69 at the Fillmore, and then I saw them that summer in '69 here.
Yeah,
you know, and I can
at
remember
the
that concert.
Yeah. I was like, right when the sun was going down.
Yep. Yeah. Do you recall like Johnny Winter came on stage and the lights went out?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole thing, all the lights went out, and you could still hear Johnny singing "Rolling and Tumbling" just
over the crowd. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I can still remember all that stuff pretty vividly.
Man, I can't remember anything like.
And we were talking like it's we just, can remember that, but we can't remember what there, we did yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not my work, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was
really. It's just so weird because I can still remember Jimmy Page had this kind of Panama hat on with a sort of a tall hat to it, cap part, and his brim turned down, you know, and he had on red bell bottoms, and we were way up close, you know, and I was such a big fan of Pacific Gas and Electric and all those bands.
Sweetwater.
Yeah, Sweetwater was great. The cello player at that time. I mean, like now, Lyle's large band, you see the cello. Not that frequently, but you know, we all kind of take Harry Chapin, another guy that used the cello, his brother played, and you go, oh yeah, cello.
But that electrified, but like, using it as a drone, cello. A psychedelic sound.
Oh, yeah.
And like in '68, they had a Jimi Hendrix came to Municipal Auditorium. It was on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there were seats, there were empty seats.
Mm-hmm. I believe you.
Huh?
I believe.
Yeah. We walked in there because I remember we smoked this ball of hash, and what we did, these people I was driving with, they pulled into my old high school parking lot, Grady High School, to smoke. I said, I can't get high. Please, isn't there someplace else?
What year did you graduate, Grady?
The 65. So I'd just been out of there like 3 years, and I'm smoking hash, and it's just like, So then we go down. It's like bright sunlight, you know, it just doesn't, you know, it's like going into the auditorium, you're in a city. It's
yeah.
You walk in, then it's kind of dark, and then here's Jimi Hendrix coming out on stage, you know.
Tell me something, was Soft Machine his opening act?
Yeah, I think
so. And Vanilla Fudge.
No, I don't know if
we've got the poster for it. That's